Relevant Radio now presents The Holy Sacrifice of the Mass from the Chapel of the Nativity, located at the national headquarters of Relevant Radio in Green Bay, Wisconsin.
Thank you for joining us on the radio or watching through the Relevant Radio app or online at relevantradio.com. Again, I'm Father Greg Parent, and I'm happy to be able to celebrate the Holy Mass from the Chapel of the Nativity in Green Bay, Wisconsin. This Mass is especially helpful for the homebound and those unable to attend Mass in person today. For the care of your soul, we here at Relevant Radio strongly encourage the faithful to return to your parishes to attend Mass, especially on the Lord's Day for your Sunday obligation. Entrance antiphon, have mercy on me, O Lord, for I am in distress. Deliver me from the hands of my enemies and those who pursue me. O Lord, let me never be put to shame, for I call on you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Brothers and sisters, let us acknowledge our sins, and so prepare ourselves to celebrate the sacred mysteries. You were sent to heal the contrite of heart. Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
You came to call sinners. Christ, have mercy.
Christ, have mercy.
You are seated at the right hand of the Father to intercede for us. Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
May Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to everlasting life.
Amen.
Let us pray. Pardon the offenses of your peoples, we pray, O Lord, and in your goodness set us free from the bonds of the sins we have committed in our weakness. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God forever and ever.
Amen.
A reading from the book of the prophet Jeremiah. I hear the whisperings of many, terror on every side. Denounce, let us denounce him. All those who were my friends are on the watch for any misstep of mine. Perhaps he will be trapped, then we can prevail and take our vengeance on him. But the Lord is with me, like a mighty champion. My persecutors will stumble, they will not triumph. In their failure, they will be put to utter shame, to lasting, unforgettable confusion. O Lord of hosts, you who test the just, who probe the mind and heart, let me witness the vengeance you take on them. For to you I have entrusted my cause. Sing to the Lord, praise the Lord, for he has rescued the life of the poor from the power of the wicked. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
In my distress I called upon the Lord, and he heard my voice.
In my distress I called upon the Lord, and he heard my voice.
I love you, O Lord, my strength, O Lord, my rock, my fortress, my deliverer.
In my distress I called upon the Lord, and he heard my voice.
My God, my rock of refuge, my shield, the horn of my salvation, my stronghold, praised be the Lord, I exclaim, and I am safe from my enemies.
In my distress I called upon the Lord, and he heard my voice.
The breakers of death surged round me, the destroying floods overwhelmed me, the cords of the netherworld enmeshed me, the snares of death overtook me.
In my distress I called upon the Lord, and he heard my voice.
In my distress I called upon the Lord and cried out to my God. From his temple he heard my voice, and my cry to him reached his ears.
In my distress I called upon the Lord, and he heard my voice.
Cleanse my heart, my lips, Almighty God, that I may worthily proclaim your holy gospel. The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John.
Glory to you, O Lord.
The Jews picked up rocks to stone Jesus. Jesus answered them, I have shown you many good works from my Father. For which of these are you trying to stone me? The Jews answered him, We are not stoning you for a good work, but for blasphemy. You, a man, are making yourself God. Jesus answered them, Is it not written in your law, I said you are gods? If it calls them gods to whom the word of God came, and scripture cannot be set aside, can you say that to the one whom the Father has consecrated and sent into the world blasphemes, because I said I am the Son of God? If I do not perform my Father's works, do not believe me. But if I perform them, even if you do not believe me, believe the works, so that you may realize and understand that the Father is in me and I am in the Father. Then they tried again to arrest him, but he escaped from their power. He went back across the Jordan to the place where John first baptized, and there he remained. Many came to him and said, John performed no sign, but everything John said about this man was true. And many there began to believe in him. the Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
We encounter Jesus in a bit of a tight spot today. Obviously, in the liturgical years, we're approaching Holy Week next week. We've been encountering our Lord in a very polarizing display of himself. This is what Jesus does, right? He always demands a choice. You can pick up stones to throw at him, or you can follow him wholeheartedly. But the one place he will not leave us is somewhere in the middle. He forces an engagement of our free will. And he says, it's your choice. It's up to you. You can either follow me or not. And as we're meditating this following week, this last week of Lent, and as we're preparing for the sacred triduum, it's an opportunity to ask ourselves a really hard question that takes a lot of courage. And our Lenten practices hopefully have been preparing us for this question that we ask ourselves. And that is, am I trying in any way to live in the middle? Am I trying in any way to not give the Lord everything? Because that's what he demands. We never hear him saying, hey, if you guys got some spare time, could you come follow me? Hey, if you guys have nothing better to do certain days of the week, could you just, you know, you don't have to give it all to me, but could you just give me some time? Hey, I got all these teachings. Can you just, like, whichever ones speak to you, can you follow them? That's not what he says. He says, I need you to follow me with everything. I love the rich young man. And when I say love, I mean I'm incredibly challenged by it, because he comes up and he basically says, hey, what must I do to inherit eternal life? And Jesus says, oh, you just follow the commandments. Oh, good, right? I've been doing that. I follow all the commandments. I've done that my whole life. We can interpret that in modern language as I'm a good person, right? In my own estimation, I am a good person. I do good things. I try to be nice to people. That's great. You're saying that's all there is, right? Yeah, totally. There's only one thing you're missing. Go sell everything you have. Give that money to the poor and come follow me. Oh, is that the one thing, Lord? Like, oh, yeah. You just mention that footnote, right? But that's the call. Why? Because Jesus is unreasonable. Well, in the eyes of the world, kinda, right? If we're trying to serve two masters, if we're trying to serve both God and mammon, meaning the things of the world, then yeah, looking at it through the eyes of the world, he's incredibly unreasonable because he doesn't share. He doesn't say all those things that I just said. You can give me a little bit. But why does he make that strict of a demand? He made us. He designed us. And he made us for himself. So the reason he makes this demand is he says, look, I want you to be every bit of what I created you to be. I don't want you to be enslaved. I don't want you to be caught up in the things of the world. That's not what you're for. Remember as a kid, my dad, believe it or not, would say this to me every once in a while. That's not what that's for. And it would usually be followed by me breaking whatever that thing was, right? That's not what that's meant for. And in a way, I think that's what we can hear the Heavenly Father saying. That's not what you're designed for. These things of the world that they're offering you, these lies they're telling you about what's going to make you happy, these things that they've convinced you can't live without, that's not what you're made for. And the reason I'm calling you out of it, even if in the midst of it, it seems unreasonable, even if in the midst of it, it seems impossible, Lord, I can't live without this. There's no way. Whatever this is, right? Maybe it's a sin that we're struggling with. Maybe it's a state of life that we're living in that is not in line with the church. Lord, I can't live without this. And he simply lovingly, patiently, gently, compassionately, but firmly says, Yes, you can. You don't need that. I know because I made you. I wouldn't ask you to give up something that you need. You need me. And that's holding you from me. Don't believe the lies of the world. Don't believe the lies of the evil one when they tell you you need anything other than Jesus. You don't. I'm not telling you you have to go sell your house, right? But I am telling you you have to put your house at the service of our Lord. I am telling you he has to come first in everything, every bit of our lives. That's the only way to follow him that makes sense. All or nothing. Go big or go home. So over the next week, say that prayer, Lord, where am I holding myself back from you? Where am I blocking your love? Where have I not given over myself entirely to you? Then offer it to him on the cross with his sacrifice. That's what he did that for. Give it to him, trusting him, and see what he does. We now stand and bring our petitions before our Heavenly Father. For our Holy Father, that he continue to lead the church in our call to encounter Jesus more deeply and to be his witness in the world, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For an increase in holy vocations to the priesthood and religious life, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For our government leaders to make wise decisions for the protection of all human life and for our inalienable rights, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For those suffering from injustice, tragedy, or illness, that they will be able to surrender their lives to God and his care for them, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For all those who have died, especially for the repose of the soul of Harry Sweer, for whom this Mass is being offered, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For our St. Joseph, St. Gabriel, St. Nicholas, and Guardian Angel Society members, and for all the intentions received from our listeners and supporters, that Our Lady of Guadalupe will intercede for them, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
Father, please answer these prayers according to your will, for we ask them through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
Blessed are you, Lord, God of all creation, for through your goodness we have received the bread we offer you, fruit of the earth and work of human hands, it will become for us the bread of life.
Blessed be God forever.
By the mystery of this water and wine, may we come to share the divinity of Christ, who humbled himself to share in our humanity. Blessed are you, Lord God of all creation, for through your goodness we have received the wine we offer you, fruit of the vine and work of human hands. It will become our spiritual drink.
Blessed be God.
Pray, brothers and sisters, that my sacrifice and yours may be acceptable to God, the Almighty Father.
May the Lord accept this sacrifice at your hands, for the praise and glory of his name, for our good and good of all his holy church.
Grant, O merciful God, that we may be worthy to serve ever fittingly at your altars, and there to be saved by constant participation, through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them up to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right and just.
It is truly right and just, our duty and our salvation, always and everywhere to give you thanks, Lord, Holy Father, Almighty and Eternal God. For through the saving passion of your Son, the whole world has received a heart to confess the infinite power of your majesty. Since by the wondrous power of the cross, your judgment of the on the world is now revealed, and the authority of Christ crucified. And so, Lord, with all the angels and saints, we too give you thanks as an exaltation we acclaim. Holy, 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 Lord, God of hosts, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. You are indeed holy, O Lord, and all you have created rightly gives you praise. For through your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, by the power and working of the Holy Spirit, you give life to all things and make them holy, and you never cease to gather a people to yourself, so that from the rising of the sun to its setting, a pure sacrifice may be offered to your name. Therefore, O Lord, we humbly implore you, by the same Spirit, graciously make holy these gifts we have brought to you for consecration, that they may become the body and blood of your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, at whose command we celebrate these mysteries. For on the night he was betrayed, he himself took bread, and giving you thanks, he said the blessing, broke the bread, and gave it to his disciples, saying, Take this, all of you, and eat of it, for this is my body, which will be given up for you. In a similar way, when supper was ended, he took the chalice, and giving you thanks, he said the blessing, and gave the chalice to his disciples, saying, Take this, all of you, and drink from it, for this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in memory of me. The mystery of faith. Save us, Savior of the world, for by your cross and resurrection you have set us free. Therefore, O Lord, as we celebrate the memorial of the saving passion of your Son, his wondrous resurrection and ascension into heaven, and as we look forward to his second coming, we offer you in thanksgiving this holy and living sacrifice. Look, we pray, upon the oblation of your church, and recognizing the sacrificial victim by whose death you willed to reconcile us to yourself, grant that we who are nourished by the body and blood of your Son and filled with his Holy Spirit may become one body, one spirit in Christ. May he make of us an eternal offering to you, so that we may obtain an inheritance with your elect, especially with the most blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of God, with blessed Joseph, her spouse, with your blessed apostles and glorious martyrs, and with all the saints, on whose constant intercession in your presence we rely for unfailing help. May the sacrifice of our reconciliation, we pray, O Lord, advance the peace and salvation of all the world. Be pleased to confirm in faith and charity your pilgrim church on earth with your servant Francis, our Pope, and David, our Bishop, the order of bishops, all the clergy, and the entire people you have gained for your own. Listen graciously to the prayers of this family, whom you have summoned before you. In your compassion, O merciful Father, gather to yourself all your children scattered throughout the world. To our departed brothers and sisters, and to all who were pleasing to you at their passing from this life, give kind admittance to your kingdom. There we hope to enjoy forever the fullness of your glory through Christ our Lord, through whom you bestow in the world all that is good. Through him, and with him, and in him, O God, Almighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours forever and ever.
Amen.
At the Savior's command, informed by divine teaching, we dare to say,
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
Deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil. Graciously grant peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy we may be always free from sin and safe from all distress, as we await the blessed hope in the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ.
For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever.
Lord Jesus Christ, who said to your apostles, Peace I leave you, my peace I give you, look not on our sins, but on the faith of your church, and graciously grant her peace and unity in accordance with your will, who live and reign forever and ever.
Amen.
The peace of the Lord be with you always.
And with your spirit.
Let us offer each other the sign of peace. Lamb of God,
you take away the sins of the world, have mercy on us. Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world, have mercy on us. Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world, grant us peace.
Behold the Lamb of God. Behold him who takes away the sins of the world. Blessed are those called to the supper of the Lamb.
Lord, I am not worthy that you should enter under my roof, but only say the word, and my soul shall heal.
The body of Christ, keep me safe for eternal life. sins in his own body on the cross, so that dead to sin we might live for righteousness. By his wounds we have been healed. For those of you watching or listening, this is a good time to make an act of spiritual communion. We can do that together now. I wish, my Lord, to receive you with the purity, humility, and devotion with which your most holy mother received you, with the spirit and fervor of the saints. Protection of the sacrifice we have received, never leave us, O Lord, and may it always drive far from us all that would do us harm, through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
Thank you for joining us for Mass here on Relevant Radio. I hope you'll join us again tomorrow at the same time, noon central, for Mass. Also, be sure to join Father Rocky tonight at 7 p.m. central for the Family Rosary Across America. Coming up next, please join Cale Clark for The Faith Explained. The Lord be with you. Bow down for the blessing. Grant, we pray, Almighty God, that your servants who seek the grace of your protection may be free from every evil and serve you in peace of mind, through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
May Almighty God bless you, the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Go in peace, glorifying the Lord by your lives.
Thanks be to God.
Saint Michael the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our safeguard against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And do thou, O Prince of the heavenly host, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl about the world seeking the ruin of souls. Amen.
O Lady of good health, our merciful Father chose you to be a powerful intercessor in times of trouble and woe. As in past centuries, when you have interceded to end contagious diseases, we implore you now to end the coronavirus, which is damaging the health of many and spreading fear in our communities. Teach us not to be afraid.
to be courageous and generous in offering assistance to others, and to live joyfully in the state of grace. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Thank you for joining us for Holy Mass. We invite you to listen to the live broadcast of the Mass every day at 1 p.m. Eastern, 10 a.m. Pacific on Relevant Radio. Please check back often with relevantradio.com or the Relevant Radio app to learn about additional opportunities to join us in prayer. Hope restored, hearts healed, lives changed. Here's another Relevant Radio miracle moment.
I've been listening to you and to Relevant Radio for almost a year every day, and I just want to tell you that, you know, it's changed my life. You know, one of the things that I'll just say real quick, you know, because sure. I know we're pressed for time, is, you know, it's one thing to hear your mom say, go to church and don't do this and don't do that. And it's another thing to hear you say it and backed up by biblical scripture. So it's not like, oh, Patrick is telling me not to do this or not to do that. But it's Jesus telling me, don't do this, and this is why you shouldn't do it. And one of the things that struck me from when I first started hearing you is that me and my civil wife have been together for 15 years. And I was like, oh, my God, we've lived in sin for 15 years. Patrick, we got our sacrament of marriage June 22nd of this year.
Awesome. Oh, that is fantastic.
After 15 years and 3 kids later.
Wow. What a relief that must be for you, like you're walking on air.
You know what? I'll say this. I'm not perfect, but it's nice to know that when you don't say grace at the dinner table or when you don't pray the rosary that one night, it's in your conscience and you're like, you know what? You got to do better tomorrow. I feel so much weight that has been lifted off my shoulders. There's a lot of work to do because obviously we haven't done our best as parents because now I know what it means to be a good father. Yes. And so now you're trying to pick up the pieces. But, you know, the past is the past. And as long as you're moving forward in the right direction, I do feel a ton better.
That is so good to hear.
Thank you. God bless to you and everyone at Relevant Radio.
This miracle moment was brought to you by you.
Call and donate now. It's fast, easy, tax deductible, and you can give in any amount. 1-877-291-0123. That's 1-877-291-0123. Donate safely and quickly online at relevantradio.com or by using the Relevant Radio app.